Just as thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to another episode of Today's Special from IRIB English Radio. In this week, we're going to speak about Palestine. So be with us.
سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى.
Today, Wednesday, is the 9th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. We listen to chapter Al-Furqan, that is chapter 25. Verse 19.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فقد كذبوكم بما تقولون فما تستطيعون صرفا ولا نصرا ومن يظلم منكم نذقه عذابا كبيرا.
So they will deny you, disbelievers, in what you say, and you cannot avert punishment or find hell. And whoever commits injustice among you, we will make him taste a great punishment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Undoubtedly, the Quranic word zulm, that means oppression, has got an extensive concept. Though the subject of the verse is polytheism, which is one of the clear extensions of oppression, yet it does not abolish the generality of the occupied of the verse. Meanwhile, the purpose of deities is whether humane deities such as Christ or devil deities such as jinn or angel, each of which has been selected by a group of pagans for worshipping, since they have common sense and intellect, they can be questioned.
مازال سهم الأمس في القلب يندس والجرح في أضلعي أطويه يا قدس مازال سهم الأمس في القلب يندس والجرح في أضلعي أطويه يا قدس.
Islam and the issue of Palestine. Loving one's country and defending its land, people, and the holy sites are a religious duty and a human right. Whereas patriotic feelings and love of people and family are natural behavior as long as it doesn't contradict the fundamentals of Islam and doesn't diminish the right of others working for Palestine, whether in the national, Arab, Islamic, and humanistic levels, is working in focus. Harmonious and integrated circle, they must not be conflicted. On the other hand, the efforts to solve society's problems, to attain civilizational development, to establish a Muslim state, to strive for an Arab and Islamic unity, and to liberate Palestine, are all integrated efforts that serve each other and mercy coexist without suffering contradictions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the issue of Palestine and the importance of this issue in the Islam world, in the whole world. From the beginning of the Islamic movement in the country in 1341, when the issue of Palestine was not commonly discussed, even by intellectuals, Imam Khomeini always emphasized that everyone should be alarmed by the Israeli domination and that everyone should stand up to them. He continued this path later on, and the issue of Palestine became one of the main slogans shouted by that divine person. The movement started by Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, revived the issue of Palestine and provided it with the support of Islamic faith, which has always been accompanied by selfless jihad. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, never gave up his support for the oppressed people across the world because of any considerations for the global bullies. He continued to describe the issue of Palestine as the main issue in his speeches and testament. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, explicitly expressed the importance he placed on Muslims' cries for help. He unambiguously defended the rights of the oppressed, the Palestinian nation and all other oppressed nations. That was the Imam's path stressed in his lifestyle and testament. And the result of discord in the Islamic Ummah is the cause or the hindrance in the support in our support of Palestine. If Muslims were united today and if they relied on the spirituality of Islam, the enemy could not openly persecute and torture the Palestinian nation in its own homeland. The events of Palestine deeply sadden and agitate all moral human beings, even those who are not very religious. So our responsibility is to support the Palestinian nation. There is no doubt for that.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
In this part, we listen to a short part of leader's speech about Palestine, their responsibility to support the Palestinian nation, supporting the oppressed Palestinian people, and their valiant uprising is the religious duty of all of us. Today, a Muslim country, which is covered in blood, is calling on the Islamic Ummah to support it from the middle of the battlefield. I will never forget the Palestinian woman who was crying for help from Muslims in front of reporters, cameras. All Muslims and Arabs must voice their support for legitimacy of the Palestinian people's battle in international gatherings. It may be stressed that the defenseless people of Palestine, whose rights have been violated and entitled to fight for their lost rights, therefore continuation to intifada and resistance is the absolute right of the Palestinian people. International laws must respect this right. Unfortunately, these laws are usually interpreted in favor of the arrogant global powers, wishes Muslim can no longer stand relentless suppression of the Palestinian nation.
يا غزة الأحرار سوري سوري على الفجار
to support Palestinians, read widely. One major way to help support Palestinians is to get a more accurate, nuanced view of the current situation and the history behind it. A number of academic studies have exposed the media biases Western outlets often display when reporting on the Israel-Palestine conflict, whether consciously and unconsciously. So how can you ensure you are getting an accurate view of the conflict? Read across multiple outlets. Also, do not rely solely on the day-to-day news cycle to understand the Middle East conflict. Books offer deeper and more nuanced views on issues.
Supporting the oppressed Palestinian people and their valiant uprising is the religious duty of all of us. Today, a Muslim country which is covered in blood is calling on the Islamic Ummah to support it from the middle of the battlefield. I will never forget the Palestinian woman who was crying for help from Muslims in front of reporters' cameras. All Muslims and Arabs must voice their support for the legitimacy of the Palestinian people's battle. In international gatherings, It must be stressed that the defenseless people of Palestine, whose rights have been violated, are entitled to fight for the last rights. Therefore, continuation of intifada and resistance is the absolute right of the Palestinian people, and international laws must respect their right. Unfortunately, these laws are usually interpreted in favor of the arrogant global powers' wishes. Muslims can no longer stand the relentless suppression of the Palestinian nation. They can no longer stay silent. Israel must understand that if it continues suppressing the Palestinian nation, they will be faced with strong, serious, and practical reaction of all Arab and Muslim. The Islam world is supporting the Palestine, there is no doubt in that. The issue of Palestine is the most important international issue of Islam. For many years, they have gradually made Muslims used to the occupation of their homes. It is not just a matter of Muslim homes being occupied, it is much more serious. The problem is that the global enemies of Islam have occupied a portion of Muslims' homeland and are using it to attack the ranks of Muslims.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. We were talking about Palestine, and we continue this topic on the next episode, inshallah. Till then, wassalamu alaikum.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone. For your information, the holy city of Qom in Iran is indeed the foremost center of diffusion of true Islamic knowledge, with students from all over the world coming to acquire bezels of wisdom. And here is what the Holy Prophet's sixth infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said regarding the city of Qom, which is blessed by the holy shrine of his granddaughter, Hazrat Fatima Ma'sumeh, peace be upon her. Indeed, God has a sanctuary, and that is Mecca, the holy Kaaba. The messenger of God, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has a sanctuary, and that is Medina. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, has a sanctuary, and that is Kufa. And we, the Ahlul Bayt, have a sanctuary, and that is Qom. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, and this hadith is about the Quran in general, and specifically it is about how is it that the Quran is new in every era, and it seems to be something new every time we read it. This is something that all Muslims have experienced. No matter how many times we listen to the Holy Quran, it seems like we're listening to it for the first time. No matter how many times we read the Quran, it's almost as if we are reading it for the first time, and it doesn't seem to get old. In fact, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he echoes this idea in a hadith where he says, "The frequency of its recitation and its falling on ears does not render it old." The question that we want to ask is why this is so. How is it that, of course, we know why it's so. It comes from God Almighty, and that's why it's so. It's a miracle. But is there a reason or a wisdom behind this miracle or a cause that has caused this to be, be so? And the answer is yes, indeed, there is. And this has been mentioned in this beautiful hadith from Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked, why is it? So this question was actually posed to the Imam. Why is it that the Quran only increases in freshness the more it is promulgated and taught? He replied, because Allah blessed and most high. So I guess before we proceed with the hadith, we can kind of just to give it a context a little bit. The question is, why is it that the more we learn the Holy Quran, the more we teach the Holy Quran, the more secrets, new secrets and wisdom come out from it, and we learn it, things that we hadn't seen before. Whereas normal books, we see that, after a certain point in time, they become obsolete, and we can't learn anything else from them. The time passes, the time in which they were written, perhaps they were, considered very advanced. But with the more that time progresses and science progresses and learning progresses, the more we see that the more their freshness goes away and they become outdated. Nobody refers to them anymore except for a historical context of a certain issue or a subject. But the Quran is not like that. It always seems like it's telling us something new that's relevant to us in the time that we're in. The Imam alayhi salam, he elucidates this by saying, because Allah blessed and most high did not make the Quran for a certain time and not another, or for certain people and not others. It is new in every time. and fresh for all people until the day of judgment. And the reason for that is clear, is because it's, you know, a manifestation of God Almighty's knowledge, and His knowledge is, you know, infinite and everlasting, in contrast to human knowledge, and therefore, you know, it's like a never-ending ocean, an infinite ocean that always, you know, gives us, you know, what we need. That's why we have been advised to learn and teach the Holy Quran. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. Khiyarakum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allamahu." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at why the Quran seems to be new and fresh in every era, in the words of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really, really happy that I have again here in this session Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Fawad, and also Ali Nasir. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. Welcome. How are you, Fawad?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, Hassan. How are
Fine,
you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Good. MashaAllah. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. How is it going, Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Okay. Thank you so much. Are you ready, inshallah, to start our class?
Yes.
All right. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 120, the last Ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah, and page 127. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنَّ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. All right?
Yes.
So
yes.
We will have a short explanation and then tajwidus and the recitation, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, hope you have your Quran with you. Turn to page 127, the last ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 120. 120, yes?
Yes.
So, let's get started by listening to the recitation.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Lillahi mulku as-samawati wal-ardi wa ma fihin. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
That was nice recitation, mashallah. So, we listened to the recitation. Let's see, what does Allah Almighty say in this ayah? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty says in ayah 120 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. وما فيهن وهو على كل شيء قدير. This is a very, very beautiful ayah. Look. What does Sama means? Samawat?
Skies.
The skies or the heavens.
Yes.
What does Ard mean?
Earth.
Earth. Yes, the earth. Maybe English word earth is taken from Arabic. Earth.
Yeah.
Okay. وَمَا فِيهِنَّ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So it says, to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. وَمَا فِيهِنَّ and whatever there is in them, in the earth, in the skies or in the on the earth. وَهُوَ and Allah Almighty is عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ over every single thing قَدِير powerful. He has power over all things. So let's say some points about this ayah, but of course you have to refer to the Tafasir books as well to learn more, okay? This is just a short explanation that we have taken, we've chosen from the Tafasir books. First point is this, that Tawheed, which means monotheism, believing in one God. And who is that God?
Allah.
Allah Almighty. Okay, this is the name that Allah Almighty has chosen in the Quran. So Allah, He has many names. Allah, Ar-Rahman. The others are the attributes. Rahman, Rahim, Quddus, Subuh. Yeah? Alim.
Salam.
Salam, Mu'min, Muhaymin. In Asma'ul Husna, you have the names of Allah. The 99 beautiful names of Allah Almighty. So, Tawheed has many instances. One of the instances of Tawheed is? Tawheed in? Malikiyah. Yeah? Tawheed in? Malikiyah. Believing that every single thing in the universe belongs to?
Allah.
Allah Almighty. If you have, okay, if you have like a house, this house is for you, but it's not originally for you. Got it? Why? Because if it is originally for you, you should have it forever with you. Yes? If it is for you, you must be able to, to keep it for you. When you die, you can't keep it with you. Yes? The cars, the money that you have, whatever you have, you can't take them with you in the other world, in the next world, in the hereafter. You will leave them here. And you can't do anything to them. All right? If you have them, if that's yours, you have the permission to do whatever you want to do with it. Yes? But you can't do anything when you die. So this means that these things that we have, okay, they are like, what do you call it? It's just for a temporary. Yeah, we have them for a short time. Yes? The universe is what? The universe belongs to Allah Almighty.
Allah.
Whatever you see in the skies belong to Allah Almighty. Whatever you see on the earth belong to Allah Almighty. This is Tawheed and Malikiyah. Okay? وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنَّ and whatever there is in them. This is the first important point. Second important point is that وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Look, when you have a mobile phone, you can do whatever you want to do with it. You can break it, you can drop it, you can keep it, you can sell it, yes or no? You can lend it to somebody else, yes? You can give it as a gift to somebody else, whatever you want to do. Okay? Look, Allah Almighty as well. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah Almighty has power over all things. So He has the right to do whatever He wants. Yes or no? But He does not do anything without wisdom. Anything Allah Almighty does is wise and precise and with knowledge. Got it? This is what does Qadir mean when we talked about power of Allah Almighty. Power, somebody has a power. So power can destroy anything. You have power, you can destroy the building. You can destroy your phone. You can destroy yourself, whatever. Okay? Because sometimes we might not use our power wisely. But Allah Almighty is not like this. God forbid. Okay? Subhanallah. We don't compare actually. Okay? This is not okay. But kind of as a making example, making it clear. So, وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ talks about power of Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty, even if He wants to practice or use His power, He uses based on wisdom, based on knowledge that He has.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Let's recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja. Let's move on to the tajweed rules. Let's mention some of the important ones here and practice the recitation. Okay, is there any letter that we should pay attention to, Hussein, in this ayah? Any letter pronunciation?
Vod. Yeah.
Dad, uh-huh, ardu, yes.
Wow.
Hamza.
Wow, Hamza, uh-huh.
Yes.
Hamza, wow, dad, ha.
Ha, ha, also.
Qaf.
Qaf, yes.
Ayn.
Ayn. Yeah, these are the ones which are important, yes? About tajweed rules, other tajweed rules. Lillahi. Huh?
Light sound.
Ah,
yes.
Light sound.
A question.
Yes, what?
So, there's a kasra before the lam.
Yes.
In the word Allah.
Uh-huh.
So, if it was a different word, and before it, it was another word.
Mm-hmm.
For example, azim.
Yeah.
The okay. Ayah ends.
Yeah.
If azim ended with a kasra and the ayah did not end.
Yes.
Would it still be pronounced like this?
Yeah, of course. Because lam, look, it is lillah, li Allah.
What if you join azim to lillah?
Wait, azimu lillah. In the previous ayah, if you join. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنْ. All right? So look, Fawad, that was a nice question. It is the word lillah is this way. Two words are there. Li Allah. You have
yes.
Li.
Yes.
And the word Allah. Allah starts with Hamzatul Wasl. You have Hamzatul Wasl here. So now when you join Li with the word Allah, Hamzatul Wasl will be omitted. So Li Allah becomes
Lillah.
Now that you have Kasra before the word Allah, you pronounce the word Allah with an A sound. Lillah. Got it? For what? Like Bismillah. Suppose there is Mim. Bismillah. Lilla, Filla, Billa. Okay? So these are the examples. Thank you. Nice question. So you pronounce it with an A sound because there is a Kasra sound. If you have a Fatha sound or a Dhamma sound before the word Allah, you read it with an A sound. Like, قَالَ اللَّهُ. Yes? Now, the next point. Samawati. Those are light letters, okay? Lightly you should pronounce. Lillahi mulku samawati. Samawati wal ard. Wal ard wa ma fihin. Fihin. Do you remember we had a rule on a stopping at a word ending with nun mushaddad? Look how do I read this? وَمَا فِيهِنْ هِنْ. You extend the sound of nun. Okay? وَمَا فِيهِنْ. Extend it. Extend the nun sound. وهو على كل شيء قدير على كل شيء قدير. Fawad, tell us this rule and that's all. شيء قدير. تنوين plus قاف. What rule is applied? شيء قدير. Tell us.
إظهار.
إظهار or إخفاء. إظهار.
إخفاء.
إخفاء. Good job. إظهار means pronouncing the تنوين, but إخفاء means hiding the تنوين. So we hide it here. كل شيء قدير. That's it. So listen and repeat the recitation after me. Brothers and sisters, listen carefully and repeat. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لله ملك السماوات والأرض وما فيهن.
لله ملك السماوات والأرض وما فيهن.
أحسنتم. There is the jim. What does that say, Hassan?
It says that it's optional to stop or
Okay. Or continue. We chose to stop here. We made a pause. You can continue. Look, I will continue this time. لله ملك السماوات والأرض وما فيهن وهو على كل شيء قدير.
لله ملك السماوات والأرض وما فيهن وهو على كل شيء قدير.
وهو على كل شيء قدير.
وهو على كل شيء قدير.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thanks for being with IRB English Radio. Hope you stay safe. That was all from us for today. See you in the next session. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thanks to IRB English Radio. Thanks Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser, Sevilla International Schools Network. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different effects of supplication. We said that supplication has many effects and advantages that we are mostly unaware of. But by getting to know the different aspects of effects of supplication, we can learn more from these supplications, specifically from the transmitted ones. These supplications fill out the gaps in human nature as well as the mental gaps. They also cause belief in the Almighty Allah as well as bringing in self-recognition and self-belief. And by knowing the fact that the very engagement in supplication is of course a blessing by the Almighty Allah that we need to be grateful for, we can understand that our supplications are mostly responded to, and we can at least claim that all of our supplications are responded to, but of course some of them are not superficially answered. Another effect of supplication that we were discussing was the fact that by seeing these embodiments of spirituality, by seeing these perfect men injecting all these schools, all these thoughts and lessons in their supplications, even seeing these perfect men will educate, will cause us to be educated. And this is the fact that these supplications actually reveal to us that we can be from among the perfect men as well. This is because Islam is not a series of words to be uttered only. These supplications are not just to be read, or not just to be recited and not thought over, not pondered upon. Without considering the contents behind prayers and supplications, we cannot reach anything. For instance, the prayer that we perform every day, it is of course a complex set of concepts in which all human positions are considered and man is invited to go towards them. In the Sha'baniya supplication, we are told to ask God like this: Ilahi, havli kamal al-inqita'i ilayk. O God, grant me to devote myself to you only. Wa anir absara qulubina bidhiya'i nadhariha ilayk. Light the sights of our hearts with the light of seeing you. Hatta takhriqa absarul qulub hujaban nur. Until the sights of the hearts pierce the screens of light. فَتَصِلَ إِلَىٰ مَعْدِنِ الْعَظَمَ وَتَصِيرَ أَرْوَاحُنَا مُعَلَّقَةٌ بِعِزِّ قُدْسِكِ. Such that our souls become hung with the glory of your holiness. We also read, إِلَهِ وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِنُورِ عِزِّكَ الْأَبْهَجِ. O my God, let me reach the light of your bright glory. فَأَكُونَ لَكَ عَارِفًا. So I can get to recognize you. وَعَنْ سِوَاكَ مُنْحَرِفًا. So I can divert from anyone other than you. This is the supplication. Supplication is an invitation to the highest degree of the position which is assumed for a Gnostic. And of course, it is good news for people who know that the doors leading to perfection are always open.
First man. Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad abaz. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Brothers and sisters, based on what we have said so far about the different effects of supplication, some people will falsely believe that, of course, these effects, these advantages are reached even if we recite these words without thinking. There are, of course, some hindrances on the way to supplication that we need to be aware of. In Imam Ali's Kumail supplication, we read that there are some obstacles on the way of supplication, which if we are not removing them, I mean, if the supplicant is not removing them, there will be no response to the supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam has referred to these significant conditions through this statement. Oh my God, forgive my sins that invalidate the supplication. This very sentence indicates that the major hindrances on the way of supplications are sins. Then he has ordered us to ask for pardon to cure this situation. Concerning this issue, there is a tradition narrated by Ma'ad ibn Jabal from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to the major obstacles on the way of supplication. In that very tradition, the Prophet sallallahu refers to the innate aspects of the affairs, I mean, those aspects that are unknown even by the angels. So, in the next episode, we'll try to have a look at the hindrances on the way to supplication, starting from the very tradition of the Prophet ﷺ introducing some of them to us. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Guide me all the way to your journey.
to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio, in which we try to ask and answer some of the questions related to the Islamic laws based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before we embark on our episode, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.